ועמדת סמך עומד בייס הרי שנוסנו לו תונה רבונם הרי שנוסנו לו בן להוניק וסומן חיירה מנקס that they gave her a ben lohani, that she should nurse the ben. So there are certain obligations that Aminekes has if she accepts the job. Harei zu leitonik imoi loy beno. She's not permitted to be meinik her son also. Veloy ben chavoto. It means if she was hired to be meinik someone else's ben, so she exclusively should be the meinikus for that ben, and she should not be meinik her son v'loy ben chavuto. Let us say for practical purposes that let's say her son is after 24 Chadoshim, that there's no Sakona or Shibu to her son. Asal Koponim, but now we're speaking about Al-Tzchoshin Mishpat. So if she accepted this responsibility of being Meinik someone else's Ben, so she should know she's exclusively a Meinekis for her employer, and she shouldn't be meinik others together. Posko kimo, now, what if they made up? It means they gave her a salary, a weekly salary, and also they made up a certain amount of food to give her a week. And this is the amount of food that they made up is too little for her. Posko Kimarashi says, Posko liten lo mezainis mo'otim, eicheles halbe. So if she feels this is not enough, she will not have enough milk to be meinik, is eicheles halbe mishelo, כדי שיהיה לו חולב הרבה ולא יתמיסנו. The Miri speaks out, she'll deduct this from her salary. That means they gave her some mezainis and they gave her a salary. So there's a mutual understanding that if she was mekabel on herself to be a minekes, she has to have a lot of cholov. So if the mezainis that they agreed to give her is not sufficient that she should be capable to be a minekes, how much to her, to the amount of her capability, because she doesn't have enough mezainis, so she has to purchase more mezainis from the schiris, and she should make sure to have enough cholov. The loy to me senu, that's her obligation. Loy soy chal imoy, calls man, she's nursing this child, dvorim horoim lecholov. Anything that will be detrimental for her cholov, that's also her responsibility. So now the Gemara is going to explain these three halachas. Hashte b'no amrit loy, now that you said that she's not permitted to be meinik her son, ben chavata mi boy, so why does it have to say that she should not be meinik ben chavata? That's poshet. So the Gemara says, no, it's tongas achidish in ben chavata. Mal de teime b'no hu dechayis ilave, she has rachmonis on her son, is mamzi leitvei, so she'll be meinik her son, she'll give him more, and this more will take away from the first child she is meinik. So therefore, if it would only say, Leisonik imoi loy b'no, I would think davke b'no, because there she'll want to make sure that her son has enough. Avo ben chavate, ilav da havilo moisa, lehavi mamtzile. If she won't have extra milk, she won't give the ben chavate more than she has. So I would think ben chavate is not being meinig ben chavate, it's zenene bezele chosa. I don't have to be chayish that the hanoka will bring about a giroin to this child. She is meinig bescha. It's kamash malon, but it's not like that. Zog the Gemara weiter, posko kimo eicheles halbe. If when they hired her, they agreed to give her a small amount of food, so she's mishubit to eat more. Meheicho, where does she get this more food? Amarav sheishes mishalo. That is from her own money. That's nichlal in the schiris. Leisoichol imoy devorim horoim. While she is nursing this child, she should not eat dvorim haroim. My ninu, what are dvorim haroim? Omar av kahane kegoin kishois v'chaziz v'dogim ktanim v'adomo. Kishois, Rashi says, humlin, this is haps. Chaziz, asabim, shal zera tvuetim, these are types of asabim that grow out from zroim of tvuim, and vidogim ktanim, vadomo, seems earth also, because this is also detrimental to the milk. Abaye oma afilu karo vachavusho, a popo mafilu karo vikufro. Now let us see Rashi. Chavusha, now a chavusha is a quince. I don't know if Rashi is geiris koira by both of them. Koira Rashi says, rach hagodl bedekel. This is when the branches grow each year. So as the branches extend, so that year alone, before they get hard, they're still edible. That's called kaire. Rach ha-godl bedekel, ma-she noisef ala onof b'shanezu. So this year it's still soft and still edible. But it seems this is detrimental for the milk. Kufra temorim bekatnusam. This is dates before, summer before they're ripe. Rab Ashi Oma Afilo Kimcho Vaharsano. Now what does Rashi say? Kimcho, Rashi says Kutach, which is a type of a dip that had the milk products in it. Vaharsano Dogim Mitugonim Bekemach, fried fish with flour, v'tzir, v'shumin shalahem. Now, minayu, some of these foods, poski chelba minayu, because of eating these foods, she'll lose her milk. Minayu poski chelba, minayu ochi chelba, that she'll have cholov, but it will not be, it'll be an inferior cholov. Rashi says, Minayu poski chelbo, yesh bo malolu shepoiskim chalei v'isha. V'yesh behen she'ein mafsikin, it does not bring about that she loses the milk, elo ichon. It makes it inferior, mistam of the milk. Zog the Gemara weiter, the mishamsho bei rechaya. Now, the Gemara is going to tell us, in Yonim, that Bishas Tashmish can bring about a kilkul to the child that will be born. The Mishamshi Beirechaya, They were mishamish in a mill. I suppose the vibrations are not good for the Uber, for the Ibur. Havolo b'nei nichvi. So Rashi says b'nei nichvi v'lodois shemis abrois shom neiflem, they fall, the epileptics mechayli sheshmai fishian. The mishamshi al ara, those who are mishamish on the ground, havaluboni shmuti. Shmuti, Rashi says, aruchei tzavo, they have very long necks, vuhumum, this is a mum in a person. Didolcho al domo de chamro, if a woman will step over the blood of a chamro, havalo b'nei girdeni. Sarashi says, perish, odom shenimrat saris roishoi, that his hair falls out, oi balgereb, a certain type of skin disease. The ochlo chaldelo, if she eats, bishas she's mu'uberes, she eats chaldel, mustard, havlo b'nei zilzalni. So Rashi says, raftonim, there'll be people who always hunger, a very big appetite. The ochlo tachli, if she eats, this is garden cress, havalahu b'nei dulfani, einayim zelfais mayim tomid, the eyes are always dripping. The ochle munini, havalai b'nei mitzitzi. So Rashi says, munini, hugalo lechel dogim ktanim. It's very interesting that all of a sudden by Munini, Rashi is Moisef Hugelo Lechel. By the others, Rashi doesn't say this Hugelo Lechel. It would seem the same amount of Dogim Ktanim, which if it would be eaten, like we're speaking about the other Nyonim, it wouldn't be Mazik. No, Hugelo Lechel Dogim Ktanim. So this will bring about Metzitzi Eina Einov Perchais Venois Tomid. There's a flying eye and the eye shakes. The Ochla Galgushti, if she eats Galgushti Adome, Aziloi Belaz, it's a type of a clay, Havulu B'nei Mechuori, so the children will be Mechuor. The Shos Yashichov, she drinks beer, Havala B'nei Uchmi, so the children will have a dark complexion. The Ochla Bisra V'Shos Yachamra, if she will eat meat and drink wine, Havala B'nei Bariyim, then they will be healthy children. The Ochla Bayi, if she eats eggs, havala b'nei inani, inani einayim gedolos, they'll have large eyes. The ochle kavri, if she'll have fish, havala b'nei chinani, balei chen. The ochle karpese, she eats celery, wild celery, Havala b'nei zivosni. B'nei zivosni, it says balei ziv, v'hoda, yofim v'noim. The ochle kuzbarta, if she eats kuzbarta, that's coriander, I think, havala b'nei bisroni, they'll have a, they'll be Balei Boso. The Ochla Esrego, if she eats Esreg, Havalo B'nai Rechne, then they'll have a Reach Teif. Brate de Shover Malke Ochla Bo Ima Esrege, she used to eat Esregen B'mei Ibo. Vahave Maskelo Lekame Yavud used to bring the daughter before Shava Malke, Bereish Reichni. I don't know if she had her head smelled well, or I don't know exactly, but Al Kaponim, there was a good Reach, Bereish Reichni. Omar Ravune, Bodaklon Ravune Bachinene, he aimeres Lohonik. She wants to nurse. Vahu aimer shaloi lahonik, and he doesn't want her to nurse. Shaymin lo, so we listen to him. Tzara didohu. We listen to her, yeah. Shaymin lo, we listen to her. Tzara didohu. This is her tzar. She is tzar from this if she's unable to nurse. So Rashi says, "Hacholov rav bedadeo, she'll have an abundance of milk." Umitzaro. We had before Taisvis. Taisvis seems to say a different pshat. Taisvis says she nenis bahanok. It seems she has a satisfaction of being meinik. So Memele, so that's a tzar if she's unable to be manic. Without the physical tzar of Ribui Cholov, there's an emotional tzar she has that she's unable to be manic. That is, if she wants to be manic and he doesn't want. Hu Aimer Lohonik, the other way around, he says that he wants her to be meinik, v'hi aimere sheloi lohonik, and she doesn't want to be meinik. Mahu. So what is the din? So the Gemara says, kol eiche delav ulcho, shoymin lo. If her, by her mishpoche, no one is ever meinik, the wives and the mothers are not meinik, they always give over to menekes. So if that is the minig of her mishpoche, so she can remain with this minig, and she's not mechuyev to nurse the child. He ulcha, what if the other way around? In her family, they never were able to afford a menekes. So in her family, the mothers always were meinik the children. But vahu lav ulchei. But by him, in his family, they were more well-to-do. So memele, so by him, they used to hire menekes. And he wants her to be meinik. My boso di deos linon, though, can she say, listen, I married you, so I have the customs and the conveniences that your family has. Oy boso di does lean in, or he says, your family never had these conveniences. The mothers always nursed the children. So maybe you should continue nursing this child. Oposhit na le moho. We were poshit this shayla. From the loch it says, oy lo imoy ve'eina yeredes imoy. That means that if he has milas and conveniences in Tzchusim, which her family did not have, so Oila Imoy, she goes up and has a right to have his milas and Tzchusim. Ve'eino Yeredes Imoy, but if it's the other way around, if in her mishpacha they used to have certain milas and Tzchusim, and his mishpacha never possessed that, so eina yeredes imay, she doesn't lose her rights. Omar Rav Huna Maikro, where do we see this halacha merumes in the Torah? Vehi bu'ulas baal, ba'aliyosoi shel baal v'loi biridosoi. that she has the milus of the Baal, v'loi b'ridosoi. Masha says that Avimelech did not want, he heard she was an anxious ish, so he can't take her as a wife, he wanted to take her as a shifcha. So the Rabbein Yishlom told him, and it seems that Avraham Avinu at that time was a yered min achosot. So Memele, so the Mashos, so he wanted to take her for a shivche. So the Rabbein Yishlom told him, no, that she can't, she didn't grow up to be a shivche. So even though Aina yered the simoy, but the Yosei Shabbat, that means Avraham Avinu's matzav now cannot force her to do something which is below her dignity. That's how the Marsha says pshat. Abeloza oma mehoche, ki hi oiso eim kolchoi, lechayim nitno, v'loi letzar nitno, that the marriage should bring her chayim, and chayim stama means, a glicklich eleven, the Masha here also explains that this was said after the Chet, and perhaps Adam would think that after the Chet that she brought so much klola ba'olam, so Memele, we don't have to be machshev her so much. So the Ben Shem told them, ki hi hoisa eim kol choy, betchilas briyasa, before the Chet, the marriage was lechayim nitno, and that anhoga remains, even though she botched up a lot of things. About that ki hi hoisa, that was her tafkid, and that remains. Zokta Gemara Vaita, hichnisa loy shivcha. We had in the Mishnah that there are melachis that a woman is mechuyev to do for a husband. Ichnisa loy shivcha achas is, so there are three of these melachis that she's potel to do. Loy teichenes, loy oife, loy mechabeses. These three, but the other melachis she does, mevasheles, minikes beno, matzas leyamite, ba'isa betzema. These malachas she continues doing. Hashara ovdo. Frek de gemore v'teima lei eiles loch itza bachri koi. But why should I have to do anything like this if I wouldn't have brought in a shivchit? So I would have done everything. Now I brought in a shivcha that she's bimkoimi. So whatever I'm not doing, she should do. So why should she have to do anything? Mishim da'oma lo, so the Gemara answers because her husband will tell her, ha tolcha lididi ulidido. Kamididoch man torach. That means she's working, so she'll take care of herself and me. That means just like if you would have worked, you would take care of yourself and myself. But no one will, that means you have to understand there's a third person now. Didoch is man torach, so you have to contribute you have to contribute to the work in order that your hitztalchus also should be taken care of. What does Rashi say? Bachri koi bimkoimi velinire loshen chitke keren. I think Rashi means, Rashi in Daf Kofei, that means this is a horn that has ridges in it. a horn of an animal that has cheschoinis pgomim in it. Kloima, bachrikoi, bachdikoi, it's a loshen of ridges, of chesorim. Kloima, loshen pkidas mokim. There's missing a place, bifkoid mekoimi ubipgomi. That means that when I'm not around, so she's a mamala mokim. So the Gemara says, no, but there's another problem. She can take care of Tzorchei Didi V'Dido. Who can take care of Dido? Let us see Tosfos. Ichnisa loy shifcha achas. K'tzas teima im hu zon oiso, if he gives her mezainis, im kein mama via chabal. So what does he gain from this Eisek? The Balai Shivcha, he Isa Isa Kail, Lehaya Zom, Ela Isa Lavada. Without the Shivcha, there was one less mouth to feed. Va'ata Zom, Isa Ve'eshivcha Sa. So she brought in another eater in the household. So Pstais was asked, Soktas Koshe. So what is he Malviach? Tiknu Maise Yodeo Tachas Mesaina Iseo. It seems they cancel out. Abba Al Kapona, but if he gives her Mesainis, so Mamela, so what is he gaining? The Yavit says that, you have to understand that if she brought in a shifche, so she does a different type of work. She does avodas perech. I mean, it's not, she can do much more than his wife does. And also, if there'll be vlodis, so it'll also belong to him. So that's why he says, Taisilon, he says, k'tzas taima. Lamaise is getting more. It's not only a mamala mokim, he's getting more than he had with his wife. Zuck the Gemara weiter. Shtayim eine bevasheles ve eine meniko. If she brought in two shvoches, so she doesn't cook and she's not menik. O shara ovdo, but the rest of the things she still does. V'tei malei. Now listen, everything's taken care of. Ailes loch itza achiti. I brought in another woman. The tocho le didi ule dido, bechode le didoch ule dido. So memele, the second woman, everything is taken care of. Mishim da omalo, kami orchi epochi man torah. Now who will take care of the orchi epochi of the guests? Let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, orchi Oichem hamishtayim Shabbos eichaydish. People used to come and they used to stay a while. Polchi oivrim ledalkom. Lefi shebemokem sheyesh b'nei bayis rabim noyagim lisarech oivrei derech. So it would seem from Rashi that means, what are you telling me? You're telling me that we have two shivchas, everything is taken care of. So you have to know two shivchas are an attraction. Now that we have a lot of nebayis, we have, there's more maids, so people feel free to be mezakas with the mitzvah of achnosu soichim, which they wouldn't feel so free if it would be all alone. So memela, this brings about ma'olchi upolchi, so this you have to take care of. Shalosh eina meitzas amite ashara ovde. V'taymalei eilis loch achriti la'olchi yopolchi. Now, what do you want from me already? Shemda oma lo nofish bnei beiso nofish olchi yopolchi. Takelt, the more shvachis there are, the more olchi yopolchi there are. The Moshe Zihochi, if that's how it goes, if there's a ratio that the more shvachis, the more olchi yepolchi, Yochi afilo al benami. So, for all, so why to say Yeshevis bekatadre, four already should, by four, she should also have to work, because there's more ochi apolchi. So the Gemara answers, Alba kivin de nefishi luhu mesayin adodi. Since there's a lot of shvachis already, so mamelitz mesayin adodi. Oma rab chono viteime rab shmur banachmein. Loi ichnisa loi mamush. That what it says in the Mishnah, that if she brought in shvachis, a riboy of shvachis, so she can lessen her work. Lav davke she brought in shvachis, alakivin sheruya lahachnis, af alpi sheloi hichnisa. So it's, she also gets schusim from this, and she can work less. We'll see in Rashi exactly what this means, but just let's finish the Gemara. Tone, echot shechniso loy, ve'echot shechimtzimo loy mishalo. Now let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, Hosharak again dvorim ktanim. Sheruuya lahachnis, shehichniso nedunya rabbe. She didn't bring in shvachis, but she brought in a large nadin. V'yesh kedai lemeviya nedunya zu, so from this nadin, liknais mebiktsosa shvachis lahachnis ulishamsha. He says, from this nadin, even though bepoyul, she wasn't metapol in bringing in shvachis, but she brought in enough of a nadin that one can take off a chelik of this nadin, and they should purchase shvachis with that. So then, bringing in a nadin is sufficient. B'mokim knisa shvachis. Ba'achler si toisvis, ba'achas shetzimtzamo loy mishalo garsinim. Perish, tzimtzema loy mimashu hu chayiv liten lo. That means there are certain obligations that the husband has to the wife. Kemoy kupe shel psomim v'shar dvorim. V'tzimtzema kolkach, so that means, let's see, he was supposed to give her a certain amount each month. And she was metamtzim, and she took much less than he should have given her. He was mechuyif to give her. So now he had a surplus of money that should have been used for her itztachasin. Sheyoche liknes mizeh kama shvoches. So memele, so she can tell him now, listen, that I scringed on these inyonim. The extra money should be used to purchase shvachis, and memele, therefore, I shouldn't be mechuyev to have the obligations of a posha to isha, since there's now money which you can purchase shvachis. Rabbeinu Tam, that's how Rabbeinu Tam learned pshat. V'yesh gersim, another pshat, not shetzimtzuma loy mishelo, v'yesh gershim shemotzo loy misheloy. Klaima shehu osher sheyocha liknais harbe shvachis kefi tzolcho. That means if she found that he himself, this whole aloche, that she's mechuyev to do all these inyonim, this is dafke by mishpocha aniyev. But if he is an osher and he could afford shvachis and memela, she's not obligated to do all these malachas. Zog the Gemara weiter. Arba yoyshevis bekatadra. Omar Rav Yitzchok bar Hananya Omar Ravune. Af al pi sheomru yoyshevis bekatadra. Avol moizeges loikois, umatzas loyesamite, umachetzes loiponov, yodo veraglov. Let us see what Rashi says. Rashi says, Alva mezeges loy kois u matzas loy mita. Now, this matzas loy mita, Rashi learns, that means we have to understand. We had, the Mishnah started off by saying that matzas loy amita is one of the melachis that a wife is mechuyev to do for a husband. Now, it says that if she brought in four shvachis, Yeshevis bekatadre, and she doesn't have to be matzas loyamita. That's the Ivr in the Mishnah. Now all of a sudden it says that Avo Rabbi Yitzchak bar Chananya said Avo matzas loyamita. So Rashi says there are two types of matzas loyamita. Here we are speaking about lifreis sadin ulevadin. Just to spread over a sheet, davar she'enai teireach. This is not a teireach, this is not a bother. Umishum demili dechibeninu kidei she'tischavev olof. That the purpose of this is not that there's no one to do it. We have here four shvachis, but we're saying that l'tei aloso, it would be very proper that she should do it, that this will bring about chivuv be'enei bailo. V'leidomi le'matzas demas nisin, v'avedovo shel teirach. They're speaking about yemesada dekorim v'kastois, so that seems that was a teirach to do. This is only a prisesadim. There was a teirach of korim v'kastois. That's how Rashi learns, and Taisus also learns the same thing. Avu mizeges leisakoyis matzas leyamita bodas nan sholish eino meitzas kasavti bereish mechilton lavak mehatzor samita demas nisin and avdal the medes Taisus said this, and there Taisus explains that that's takib shat. The Tana Gimlein Matzas Lamita Hainatzos Karim Bekastes. David Dovo Shiesh Teirech. Avo Matzas Loyamita Haino Prisa Sadim Olavadim. The Mili Dechi Benini Shetachavi Volo. Vain Boy Teirech. Yeah. Now, then Taisus brings down another pshat. That, the Ran also brings down a Yesh Oimrim. Mil esforim doloy garsinem b'mishna ella ve'eino matzas hamite doloy garsinem loy ubegemor garsinem loy ein raye misham sheitrei gavnei haitzod mesis nairi batzos hamiteis begemor rairi batzos mito labalo labadi. There's another mahalach to for these two halachis. That in the Mishnah says Eina Metzas Hamita. That means all the beds in the house she's not mechuyev to prepare to be mesada, but Metzas Loy Hamita, his bed she's mechuyev to prepare. About Kaponim, Rashi learns that this is a double shechibe. So now Rashi says Ubekfiya Hani Loy Kofila. Now this is not from the Melachos that Aish is mechuyev lasos labaylo, ela chachomi misiyua eitza toiva la'anik zayis b'Yisrael, that this is a practical eitza, that to ensure that she should have a chiba b'einei baylo, so she should do these pa'ulis which bring about chibim, and it's not a tirche, so that's an eitza, and that's an atzas chazal. Omar, let's see the Gemara further. Omar Rav Yitzchak bar Chananya, Omar Rav Huna, Kol melochai she'isha oisa labaylo, nida oisa labaylo. These are not dvorim shal chibe chutz mimzigas hakais. Ba'atzoas amita ba'achotzas ponov yodo veraglov. I saw one of the Meforshim say, V'alchotzas ponov yodo v'raglov does not mean that she's malchitz b'yodayim. No, it means that she doesn't bring the mayim to him and he's malchitz ponov yodo v'raglov from this. Because this is also Dvorim Shalchibe. Vatsoas Amite Omarov Eloyamorn Elo Befonov. Avo Shaloi Befonov Les Lonbo. Shaloi Befonov, it doesn't matter. What does Rashi say? Chutz Mizid Sakais Kosho Dvorim Shalkirov Vechibo Umevin Lide Helgul Dovo. Sagte Gemara weiter, Umeziges Hakeis, is Shmuel Mechalfalei Dvisu Biyoda de Smola. Shmuel, when his wife brought him the Kais, so she changed, she brought it to him with her left hand. Abaye Mancholei Apuma de Kuva, that she put down, because on a keli, on the top of a keli, also it wasn't directly in front of him, that was the shini. Rove Abay Sadye, Rove's wife, when she was awesome, so she went and put it merashoysov near his head. Also, it was brought in an oifen, which was not the oifen harogel, and perhaps it was a little inconvenient for him to get it. So that diminished the chibe, which usually came about through these pu'ulas. And Rav Pope Ashar Shife. Rav Pope used to, his wife brought it and put it on a bench, not put it on the Shulchan Lefonov. What does Rashi say? Mechal folei bimei libuno. Now Rashi is saying a chiddush, that these eitzes, that means this is also a mezigas hakois, it's a mezigas hakois with a shinui. So this diminishes the chibe, but Rashi holds this is only permissible after when she's in the Yemei Libun, it's in the midst of the Shibas Nekiyim. But Mimei Nidosa, she's not permitted to do anything shalchibet, not permitted to do adova shalchiba with a shinui. She's not permitted to do anything. Now we'll see in Taisvis what kula is there bimei libuna. Abay sadye merashoysov, towards his head, but behind his head, ashar shifa safso. Let us see Taisvis. Mechalfa devisu biyodo de smolo. So Taisvis bemarsa vitri perish arab rabshmaye. Shayanizel rashi afilu shaloi litain mafteyach miyodoi liyodo. Means what is the chiddush? That a mafteyach is not a dovo shal chibe. Vafal pikein rashi was nizel. So Taisvis says, Umikan ein raya, this Zahiris of Rashi, we don't have a makir from Agamore. The Shani Mezigas Koish Shuhu Dovo Shalchibe, this is a Dovo Shalchibe, Va Asura Afili Lahovi Lefonov Ala Shulchan. That means, here it's also even to bring it Lefonov Ala Shulchan. Olamar manchilei abeisadye, olamar apume de kuve. So a dover shal chibe, so we make shinuyim, but the hand, a dover shal einay, the einay shal chibe, so who says bachlal there's a problem? Could be there's no problem whatsoever. So she could hand this in his hand. So we don't have a raya from asugye. Umiseder eliyo, the Ktoni Gabiyahi Uvde the Maisi Perkama de Shabbish. The Gemara relates a Maisi, Bo'odom Echot Shekora Harbe Bishona Harbe. And then he was nifted in his young years. And then his wife was Nebuchadnezzar Sebrochen. She went to the Boti Midroshim with his tefillin. And she was wondering why was her husband Nenash to die young. So Eliyahu Anovi asked his wife what their anhugas were. Sheshala liyo liishtoi shema hevesa loyes hapach. Maybe you brought him a pach shemen, shem hevesa loyes hashemen. Ve'omro loy chas v'sholem afilu be'etz paktana loy nogabi. Now, shemen already, it seems, is not dvorim shel chibe. Vafal pikein, it seems that, nami ein rai, the mitzine leforish, the shaloy alavo sapacho yemakbid, elohochi koma, shemo bishas avo sapach loinis alto vinogabich. Maybe that, there was a carelessness, and there was an agiyah. But if there's no carelessness, v'kach mashme sheishivosei afilu be'etz paktano loinogabi. She says, no, we were careful. So there was nothing wrong. Avu sheloi hevia loi loi komro. So Mamela, again, we don't have a raya that handing is also, could be handing is permissible, the gi is also. Fartik. Umashe pirish the machalfolei biyodo de smolo bimei libuno. Now, Rashi says that this anhoga of shinui only worked bimei libuno. The mashma sheyesh lahokel bimei libuno mi bimei niduso. V'chein motzina beper kama de shabbos bahu uvde sheyvesi lael. The Kama Elion of Esther, Bimeini Deisayach Maetzlocho, Bimeili Bunayach Maetzlocho. So, what is Takepshat? What is the difference? So, Nire, Dhoyu Ragilam Litver Acheshive, Lerie Kshepeisekes. So, Taisve says, the minig by them was, Bizman Chazal, that after the Nidis Teiraisa was Nifsak, so they tabled themselves. So Beiker Adin, she's Takemuta. No, they were machmer to have Shiva Nikiyim. Tloyesira Hashta Elomida Rabbonim. So Memele, that's what Rashi is saying. So on this Chumre, that Mida Rabbonim, they were after a Tvila Dirais, and she's Taketoya. So it's only, she's only also Mida Rabbonim. So on this Chumre, the Rabbonim. Then Rashi says that then the shinuyim help, but by that's Rashi she to be made libuna of she's anida the eraisa. The shinuyim also will not help since in Yisod this is a davar shel chibur. Zok Taisvis avol bizman hazeh she'ein regilus litvel ad acher shiva nekiyim. In chilek ben yimei nidus lemei libun, kedamrin emesachis Shabbos, tiye benidos abav yosetei ad shetovei b'mayim. So come out according to Rashi, a gewaldike chumre, that the shinuyim only help if she's only anida de rabbonim. If she's anida de eraisa, it will not help. Zog the Gemara weiter. Omar Rav Yitzchak bar Hananya, Omar Ravune, Hakel Mashin Bifnei Hashamish. Now here we're speaking about that when a waiter brings in food, so the aroma from the food is mitzayel the waiter that everyone is eating. And he's not eating, and the aroma is very enticing. So Rabbi Yitzchak bar Hananya said, "Hakel mashin bifnei hashamish." You can wait; you don't have to give him right away. Rashi says, "Hamishamish besude ba'oichlin befono v'shoyim elachiloi ad sheyakumu akruim." We tell him, Rabbeinu, first you take care of all the people who are invited to the Suda, and after they finish eating, we'll give you the Shirayim. So you're allowed to do this. Chutz mi boso v'yayin. But boso v'yayin you have to give him already before. You can't let him stand there with his tongue stuck out and his mouth watering. So the Gemara says, Omar Rav Chisda Boser Shomein V'Yayin Yoshon, these one should not be Mashe, not Tamazai Boser, Boser Shomein, and not Tamazai. And not Stam Yayin, it should be Yayin Yoshon. Omar Rove, Boser Shomein Kola Shone Kula. Boser Shomein Kola Shone Kula, one should make sure not to be Mash. Yayin Yoshon, Betkufas Tamuz. Betkufas Tamuz, then Yayin Yoshon is also. What does Rashi say? Rashi says, Hakomash Mele Shamish, Hameshamish, Besuda Boichlan Bafono, Veshemil Achiloi, you stop giving him to eat at Shikumu Hakruim. Chutz mi boso shomein shemisave lahem mitztayer. Betkufes tamos shereiche chozok. There's a strong aroma. V'choyma yoyim echar chaboy ka'aris. It's a hot day in Yayin Yoshon. This is mamish like poison. This is, then you have to give him. Omar Rav Onan batachlife. Have a ke'imne kamede bar shmu. I was standing in front of Mar Shmuel, Vaiselei Tavshile Da'ardi. Min Kemeim Pitriois, a type of Tavshul with mushrooms. Vilav the Yoivli Istachni. If he wouldn't have given it to me, I would have been a Mesukin. Omar Ravashi, Havikoimne Kami de Rav Kahane. Vaiselei Galgalidi de Lifte. Istachni Rashi says, Oyisi Mesukin Lachzani Bulmis Machmas Tavas Ravoini. That means the Tavas Ravoini could be Meire Rataivas Achila, and then if it's not satisfied, it could bring Tasakone. Galgalidi Chatiches Dakes Vagulois. Of Lifton, I think that's turnips. Ba'aisle galgalidi de lifte bachala was in vinegar. Bilav di ovli yistachni. Rav Papa Omar afili tamris da hanunisa. He have a fat tomor, a date. Tamro shmeine kemaykov legabi dehine ve'iten. So that also could bring about a raven. Klole de milse. Kol de islay reicha. If there is a reyach, the islay kiyua, and it is sharp, these things make the mouth water, and a person gets a gavaldike taive to eat it. Ovue bar ihi uminyamin bar ihi chad sofi mikol mino omine. When they had mesholsim, so one gave kol mino mine. They gave from each mean. They gave them before they started serving. They gave them to taste a little bit from each mean. V'chad sofi mechad mine. And one gave from one mean. He gave them. The steak, he gave him a portion of steak. All the other delicacies, listen, after the suda, I'll give you. Mar mishtoy Eliyo bade, umar loy mishtoy Eliyo bade. Eliyo Anovi wouldn't speak with him anymore. He wasn't sensitive to the feelings of the mishores. He's not roy Eliyo Anovi should speak with him. What does Rashi say? Ikiyo kiyoin shinayin. Cold, yeah, this leirecha ikiyo, mazik es misha oichlon lafon aveini oichl. Chad sofi machal shashamash mikol minamin. Vechad sofi lei mimin echo. But chile suda le soiva, I gave him, o mishar minim asheya chigme o sudosa. Hani taltim chasidi. There were two chasidim. Ba'omri la'odesei was Rav Mori v'Rav Pinchas b'nei Rav Chisda. Ma kodim sofi u'ma ma'acher sofi. What's at kodim sofi? Kodim Sofi, Kodim Sheyitain Lefonov. Before he started serving, you take what you would like to take. Me'acha Sofi, Mikol Mina Min La'achesh Nos Lefonov. First put down for all the people that are being served, and then you'll take. Not after the Suda. The Kodim Sofi Leo Mishtoi Badi. The Ma'acha Sofi Le Mishtoi Leo Badi. Amei Meru Mazutre. Now the Moshe says over Mais Amei Meru Mazutre. Vavashi. Ave Koyosvi Apischa De Bei Asgo Malke. They were sitting by the entrance of Asgo Malke. What's Rashi? The Kodim Sofi Mishtel Yobadi Fishach Shneisim Lefneim Vuroya Misabe Umitztai Upomim Shiesh Erechim Habit. There's a lot of guests. Umemele Nebuch, his mouth is watering. Asgo Shem Melech Poras. Altugnet, oh. So Umemele Yosvi Apischa Devei Asgo Malke. Cholev Ozel Altugnige De Malke. Moishiv Hamonos, he was the manager, Lifnei Hasorim. So that, he passed by, and he was bringing into this, Goyish king, he was bringing in, some good food. Chozyei Rav Ashi leMarzutra. So Rav Ashi looked at Marzutra, the Chova Ape. His face got pale. So Rashi pon of the afim shen nisave la machol. The machol had a reyach and shokel. American maizer this shokel bets boy. So he went and stuck his finger in the tafshu and this treifer tafshu onach lei bepume and he stuck it in Mazutra's mouth. But Mazutra he saw it was. Amalei, now this is American Maisa, they're bringing this to the king, and he sticks his fingers in it. Amalei, Afsadeto Lisudosa de Malke. You know, now the king can't eat this. He stuck his fingers in the machel. Afsadeto Lisudosa de Malke. Amalei, that's what this manager told him. Now Amalei, now there were police there. They question, my tavitochich me, what right do you have to do this? Omalahu, so he told them, he says, you know, man da ovitochi posel amachel de malk. You know, the chef who made this, he couldn't make food that's good for the melech. This food is unedible for the melech. What are you talking about? It's a good thing I stuck my fingers in. It's unedible. Omru lei amai. I saw that in the tavshu there was meat from a dover acher from a chazer that was a metzayre. So there was a sick meat there, and you're giving this to the king. I mean, a good thing I stuck my fingers there. Botko v'loy ashkechol. So what are you saying? So they went and they started looking at the tavshu v'loy ashkechol. Shokel etz be'osei, so he took the finger of the chef, onach alei, put out this piece, and he put it on a piece. Amalei, hochi mi batki, so were you by the cover, you look, did you look at this piece? Batku ashkeche, oh, they found taka that piece was an S, that piece taka was, a davaracha with a matzire. Omulei rabona, my time is omches anise. I mean, how did you say mechanenes? Omulu chazoi ruach tzaras de kopol chilav. I saw by Marzutra that the tzaras was the kopol chilav. I saw he was getting very sick. So I merely had to do something. Let us see Rashi, Mulu Ravashi, Dovit, Hochi, Posel, Mechel, Malko, Isa, Malko, Kazain, Roy, Sheikh, O Melech, Malko, Miyodai. Dovrache, Chazoi, Bo, Bosse, Shol, Chazir, Metzoyre, Beloshen, Laas, Koilnoi, Shurshamin. Shokolats, Bosse, Ravashi, Shokolats, Bosse, De Kfeila, of the Chef. Anna, Chalei, Alachas, Achatiches. Ochi, Mi, Batkis, Klai, Mi, Batakte, Meschatiches, Zu, Batko, Ashkru, Nesna, Asaloi, Pochilavi, De Malzutre.
Just like from one Gemara further, Ahu Raimo, the Omalala, he itse mincevisli. He said, will you marry me? Omrale loy. No. Ozol, so he didn't take no for an answer. Ozol aise rimoni poli. So he brought rimonim that were split. And, for ochel kamo. And he was eating it in front of her. And it seems that the reyach of the rimonim brought about saliva in her mouth. And called Maya de Tsarilo, and she was having difficulties and the saliva that her mouth was watering, Balate Lehavlo, and he didn't give anything to her. Ad the Zoglo, till she blew up completely, she became blown up. Lasaif Omalo, he told her Imasina Loch Minsevisli, if I'll heal you. Now she was very sick. If I'll heal you, will you marry me? Omrele in. Ozalai sirimoini pali, v'ochul kamo, omalo. Kol maya de tsareloch tuf shadoi. That, all the saliva that will accumulate, you should spit it out. Adonovke mino ki hutze yarke v'itzias. Till some yellow phlegm came out of her, and then she became healed. Zogt Rashi, poli mevakeya, v'habi yesh le toimim b'mseches nida de poli pluye. Maya de tzari, roik she godol besoich ape, machmas kiyua dova hanachal b'fona v'ina oichal mimenu. So the saliva accumulated in her mouth. Ad zog nofchu poneo ukreiso. They blew up. Venasu kischuchis. Shekein parke hanafuchim. Tuvshadoi rikeki vahashlichi.